One of the most important parts of translation is working with a team of other people who are translating, because sometimes one person will have no idea what word to use. And even though they may be the major translator on the project, and another person will know exactly the right word, exactly how to cut through that area. So that's one very important tip. And of course, the basis of translation is, it is radical clarity. There can be no translation without radical clarity. Clarity flips on the switch of wisdom speech, of totally clear speech that clarifies the issues of what the text really means. So clarity brings together with the profound meaning of the text with the actual words that will work. And any kind of translation project is flexible and open to change. So all kinds of media that are produced, the media are produced in response to what people want. And so a translator's commitment is really a lifelong commitment. It's a commitment of responsiveness, of staying in touch with what people actually want, what participants actually want to hear, what will really work for them, and then having the skillfulness to implement that. And with one group, it'll be one thing, and with another group, slightly different. So settled enough in radical clarity to really have a sense of that, to have an open responsiveness to others and exactly what they need. Now, you understand the Dutch mind. And as you can see, there are many Dutch minds from the map there who are, there are dots all over on Google Analytics pointing to the number of Dutch minds that are very, very interested in and committed to clarity. And so together you will know the language that will reach your people, the special words that will cut through their resistance to big ideas or whatever it might be. There's a special way of stating it just for them that will completely slice through everything that they might be thinking about and make the words of the training perfectly acceptable and something they really want to hear. And this is actually a very, very potent means, as any translator knows, of increasing your own clarity. It's just such a powerful dialogue, transmission with communication with all of human society. It doesn't matter what language is being translated. Without the actual realization of clarity, it's impossible to translate these kinds of texts into any language. Completely impossible. And so you see, many translations have erred because the translator did not have the realization to connect the profound meaning with the words being written. So you see, what you ask about is key. It's very, very essential, very important. Now, the first language that Great Freedom Teaching was translated into was Tibetan. English to Tibetan. So if it can go English to Tibetan, you know it can go anyway. Tibetan doesn't go into English. It's a completely different way of looking at the world. A language system all its own. Tibeto-Burmese language. Completely different language system. Completely different way of looking at the world. Completely special vernacular. So you see, it requires a whole different way of looking at things. By the power of clarity, there's actually a way to communicate what's being written here so that it strikes the heart of whoever you want to talk to. Our cultures all have different bents, just like we as individuals have all these different points of view. Our cultural points of view are part of those as well. Wherever we live, whoever we're living with, we're influenced by those points of view. So you certainly have the depth and power within you to come to a conclusion about this. So you write one version and then you share it with some people, and when you share it, you get right away. You can read their mind, where they're coming from, what worked about your translation and what didn't. Then you can change your translation so that it does work. The people who are reading it let you know what isn't working. You can tell by how they're doing. Are they getting it or not? So you see, it's very much a part of relationship, real relationship, where there's enough openness to really know what's going on with other people, to really know what they need. This is what the soul work of a translator is. It's one of giving and generosity. The spirit of generosity that is complete openness. So the ability to understand all the critical thoughts people are having, all the points of view everyone is having, and to clear those up instead of thinking that they're a problem. To find the generosity in the problem, which is the solution to the problem.